Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The World Health Organization has condemned a raid on Kamal Adwin Hospital, which has left northern Gaza's last major health facility out of service amid an ongoing siege, with critical patients and staff forced to relocate to non-functional hospitals. The WHO warns that hospitals have once again become battlegrounds and that the systematic dismantling of Gaza's health system is putting tens of thousands of lives at risk. We're joined now by Dr. Margaret Harris, a spokesperson for the World Health Organization. You're very welcome to the programme. Dr. Harris, first of all, could you remind us what has happened at Kamal Adwin Hospital?
Thanks for having me, Una. Indeed, the hospital has been utterly destroyed. All the main departments, the surgical department, all the laboratories and so on had all been burned out. It cannot currently function as a hospital. But also all the medical staff were removed from there. Some went to another hospital, which is also non-functional. This is the Indonesian hospital, and they were able to move some patients there. The Indonesian hospital isn't functioning at all. We sent a mission up there yesterday to see what the situation is and also to bring much-needed medical food and medical supplies, and to look at whether we could bring the patients out of there to Al-Shifa Hospital, which is now functioning in central Gaza. And we certainly found a very terrible situation in Indonesian hospital, which has been, all the departments have been destroyed inside after an incursion by the IDF 2 days ago. We found that there were 16 patients, 10 of whom really needed to be moved urgently, and we did bring them out, though unfortunately four of them were detained at an IDF checkpoint and removed from our convoy.
And Dr. Harris, the director of Kamal Adwin Hospital, Dr. Hossam Abu Safiya, his whereabouts are unknown at the moment. Is that correct?
That's correct. We lost contact with him during the raid on the 29th, and we've not heard since, but it has been announced by the IDF that they've detained him, but we've not heard anything about his whereabouts or his welfare, and we are very, very concerned for him.
The Israeli military says that it targeted the hospital and the area around it. As they say, it was a command centre for Hamas. What's your response to that?
So we have been up to this hospital and many others, and obviously our job is not, we're not the health police, and our job is not to inspect. Our job is to support healthcare and make sure that we can do what we can to help all healthcare workers continue their work. But we've not seen anything that isn't healthcare going on, and none of my colleagues have raised concerns that there was any militarization going on.
And so for the second injured in northern Gaza at the moment, what kind of healthcare is available to them?
In North Gaza, really nothing. And there are a few health workers, as I said, just left up in the Indonesian hospital, really taking shelter, but doing what they can. But honestly, if you were injured or sick in North Gaza, you would not be able to get treatment anywhere. You would have to be in another part of Gaza. And even there, it's increasingly difficult because the hospitals are coming under bombardment there, and getting supplies in and getting staff the help they need, or getting the number of staff that can do the work in, is becoming increasingly difficult.
And in times of conflict, healthcare facilities and civilians should have special protections. What should be done to protect them?
So under international humanitarian law, which has been agreed by us all, by the world, you're absolutely right. Healthcare workers, hospitals, patients are absolutely off limits. They are automatically protected. Now, hospitals should never be used for any purpose other than as a hospital. They must not be militarized in any shape or form. But even if you think that your opponents are doing that, you don't just then have the right to blow up a hospital. You have to ensure that the hospital, that the patients, the doctors can continue to do their work, and that the patients can continue to get the care. Even if you've decided that in fact something else is going on.
And at the moment, Margaret, in terms of humanitarian aid getting into that area, what's that like?
So it's very, very hard. Just getting permissions to get in, most of our missions are denied. It was a good thing that we were permitted to go up yesterday so that at least we could do our very best for the people that were sheltering, you know, huddled in Indonesian hospital. But just getting anything, there's only one crossing that's permitted at the moment called Kerem Shalom, and it's very, very dangerous. It's looting happens all the time. But we can't protect our convoys at all, because if there's any, if you had anybody armed around your convoy, you would automatically be likely to have a subject of an airstrike. So just transporting supplies around Gaza Strip is a difficult and dangerous thing.
Okay, Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, thank you